station away.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Grimes County officials have limited information about a train derailment that occurred last hour. A listener reports this is in Navasota, where Highway 6 passes over the rail line. Officials say they are preparing to close the highway but could not specify which portions or directions. A request for additional information is pending with a Grimes County investigator. Bryan police report a bicyclist was struck Sunday night. The 50-year-old male on the bicycle was transported to St. Joseph Regional Health Center, where he was last listed in critical condition. Officers were told the bicyclist was crossing San Jacinto near Martin Luther King Jr. Street when he was struck by an eastbound pickup. Three boyfriends are accused of weekend crimes against their girlfriends. Two were arrested and one remains at large. 34-year-old Gregory Ray of Bryan remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling more than $100,000. That's after a Bryan police officer asked the judge to increase the bond due to Ray being convicted last October of two or more family violence incidents within a 12-month period involving the same victim. The Saturday night incident included a police chase from Boonville and Copperfield to the Wheeler Ridge neighborhood. Brazos County Sheriff's officers arrested a Bryan man who confessed to taking nearly $600 of jewelry from his girlfriend. 30-year-old Philip Jack told deputies he pawned the jewelry for drug and gas money. And law enforcement continue to look for someone accused of assaulting a woman on the Texas A&M campus early Friday morning. University police obtained an arrest warrant for 40-year-old Chad Smith of Burton, formerly of College Station. Investigators were told a car driven by Smith ran out of gas at the Poultry Science headquarters. When his girlfriend arrived 1 hour later to assist, she says Smith became upset at her and caused serious injuries. Smith drove her to a nearby convenience store, then took off on foot. The girlfriend was taken to a local hospital. Residents in South College Station who receive water from the Welburn Special Utility District may be overpaying for sewer services from the City of College Station. City Director of Water Services Dave Coleman says the 2007 agreement with developers based sewage rates on water consumption, but getting those numbers in a timely manner was not feasible.
So what we came up with was a pretty good system where we have four flat rates based on water usage from 5,000 to 9,000 gallons of water usage a month. And the issue is, with a new customer, we have no way of knowing, and neither do they, what their water consumption is.
Coleman says residents who bring in a few months of water bills can have their rate adjusted and account credited for up to 6 months. A locally owned pharmaceutical company in the BioCorridor wants $1.5 million from the cities of College Station and Bryan. The proposed economic development agreement with Kalon Biotherapeutics calls for $1.1 million from College Station and $400,000 from Bryan. The College Station City Council takes up this request Thursday. Kalon is not mentioned by name in Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting agenda information. The only reference is the possibility of considering a generic economic development agreement in West Bryan. Kalon, which was established 3 years ago by the Texas A&M system, is working with GlaxoSmithKline to develop pandemic and seasonal influenza vaccines, as well as creating and producing commercial products. WTAW News Time is 7:09 at 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin and Accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
With the summer months ahead, it's never too soon to think about college and career training opportunities available this fall. Blinn College consistently transfers more students to four-year universities than any community college in the state, and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Good morning, it's 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Norman G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos 12 straight years. Your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norman G. Tractor.
Clouds today. There could be some showers and storms as the day goes on. Highs 90 to 95. We may also see some breaks of sunshine develop as the day goes on. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Some morning sun tomorrow, then clouds fill in. There could be some showers and thunderstorms, 90. Chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow evening, 75. Lots of clouds Wednesday, scattered showers and storms. The highs on Wednesday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with the U.S. in the World Cup tying Portugal. Speaking of World Cup, possible match fixing with a team that's in the U.S. side of the bracket in the World Cup. Baylor center Isaiah Austin finds out about a rare genetic disorder from a test the NBA conducts for every player that could be drafted in the draft. And the number one Brazos Valley Bombers stayed that way over the weekend. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you coming up about 7:50.
So a caller pointed out that the fixing thing might have gone in the friendlies category. In other words,
yes,
preseason games.
Correct.
Not in the World Cup they're seeing now. God forbid that should happen.
But we don't know. They're digging at it right now.
The FIFA, FIFA, FOFA person.
It's FIFA.
Yeah. They have banned Beats headphones from World Cup matches.
Good for them.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Oh.
Says the World Soccer Championship Tournament Governing Board made the move after one of the Brazilian stars, Neymar, was spotted wearing them in a YouTube video for Beats. The problem? Sony is the official sponsor of World Cup.
Okay, fine.
So there. Just remember, it is all about the money. I don't have to worry about that. New study found that grumpy and negative people are better at their jobs. London Daily Mail says that haters may be more skilled because they spend more time on fewer tasks. Because researchers at the University of Illinois and University of Pennsylvania found that people who had a positive attitude were likely to get involved in more activities. The bottom line was that grumpy, angry people are the ones doing all the work, since the others are constantly missing work with sick kids, at school events, maternity leave. Likers may adopt a jack-of-all-trades approach to life, investing small amounts of time in a wide variety of activities, according to the study. They say this means they never have expertise in any one activity. By contrast, when haters find an activity they actually like, they may invest a larger amount of time in that task, allowing them to develop a higher level of skill.
That sort of makes sense based on my observations.
That's probably right. Stay away from him. He's doing his job. Get away from him. He knows what he's doing.
Well, it sounds like a self-perpetuating situation. Well, they sit there, oh, I'm the only one doing work here.
Well, and again, if you gain a level of proficiency, that is what the company wants. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Just put them over there in the non-social category. And well, you know, you think about that, then you don't have to waste money on a birthday cake for them when it's their birthday. You know, if their kids are selling Girl Scout cookies, they don't even put the little thing up in the, you know, in the break room or whatever.
Hey, Carl, we're cutting off early for drinks. Want to come? No, I got all this work to do.
Yeah. So then they just get to the point where they don't ask him. So, yeah. You know, so as a result, that increases his productivity. Okay. Well, see how that works out for you. So look for an iWatch this fall to add to your iPhone, your iPad, and your whatever it may be. Tell me what is going to drive someone to wear a watch at this point if they do not wear a watch?
I think I have your answer, and I think it actually comes from Google because they're doing a lot of these wearable type things.
Okay.
And the idea is to put just an extremely limited amount of information in a place where it's the most useful for you.
Okay. Well, I mean, and the thing is, obviously, the Apple folks are not alone when it comes to that. Samsung has their Galaxy Wear watch.
Mm-hmm.
Sony has the smartwatch. Pebble has a smartwatch. They sync up with Apple iPhones and the various Android phones that are out there. I guess, is this like a Dick Tracy, what do you call it?
Actually, very much so. Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen anyone navigating? They pull up the GPS or the Maps thing on their phone, and they're looking at it, and,
right,
whoa, which way am I going? They showed an example of someone with it on their watch, and it just sort of like vibrates, and they look at it, oh, turn right here. For walking direction. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
There's no swipe to unlock. It's just, it knows you lifted up your hand, so it turns on the screen, and oh, there you go.
All right, so that's like any other device. That could be hacked, right?
What would you gain from it?
Cause I don't know. You get people lost in the city.
I think the main controller is still the phone. This is just an accessory or an appendage of the phone, if you will.
To really get geeky out there, then that would be the next step for Near Field Communications as well.
Yeah.
When you go by a store that's having a special, and you know, then your watch could vibrate
and advertise to you.
Okay. Now okay, so it doesn't have to be maybe two different types of vibration, one which would be one of those and one which would be actually you're trying to walk to the right,
it'd be
the
your,
correct place.
You're alert.
Well, yeah, you're alert. Okay.
Then I was trying to simplify it for everybody.
Right. Thank you. Now, how does that differ over time with car alarms in a parking lot?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
You look at that, you go, oh, that thing again?
Snooze.
Yeah. You smack it once for snooze?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just bash it up against
the anyway, well, we'll see how that... But they have to be stylish, too. You can't have a big clunky
thing,
right?
Well, they're going to be inherently clunky. It's a screen.
Yeah, okay. How about Hope Solo?
Oh, my goodness.
You talk about a train wreck.
Wow.
and her brother Hans got his ankle broken last week.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Han Solo.
Okay. Oh, God.
And I heard he broke his leg.
Yeah, we broke his leg.
God.
Yeah.
Golly.
Anyway. Yeah, it went a while, so that didn't. But anyway, Hope Solo, how does she end up with two counts of fourth degree domestic violence? Is that like an air slap? I mean, what is fourth degree?
Glaring really hard.
Yeah, exactly.
And she was leering at him.
Anyway, in case you didn't hear about this, and apparently she's kind of an emotional basket case anyway. She has high intensity. She was on our 08 and 12 Summer Olympics soccer team, if you'll recall. Arrested in Seattle early Saturday morning in response to a 911 call, police said that Hope appeared to be intoxicated and distraught, which is just another word for being really, 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 really angry. Mike Murphy from the Kirkland Police Department, that's outside Seattle, told the paper there was a big party going on at her house. It was an out-of-control situation. Police said they saw visible injuries on her 17-year-old nephew and her sister. She was arrested on two counts of fourth-degree domestic violence and booked. She'll be appearing in court this morning. So, there you go. 12-year-old boy in France devised a clever way to get out of going to see the dentist. The kid didn't want his teeth worked on, so he ran away and hid. His parents called police, who found the kid hiding. That's when the boy told them he had been kidnapped by a muscular European-looking man with a scar on his cheek. Police scoured the local security cameras, did not find anybody like that, even near the kid. Got suspicious. That's when he admitted he just didn't want to go to the dentist. All right. Oh, now what's our high going to be, like 90 degrees today, something like that? It's time to talk Christmas.
Oh, good gravy.
It's time to talk Christmas on June the 23rd. Well, what are we, like 2-3 days into summer?
We're like a month away from Christmas in July.
Sure. Walmart has released their items, their list of hot holiday gift items. They want to just let you know who you're going to have to be, you're going to have to be elbowing people out of the way. This is what you're going to be elbowing them out of the way for. Obviously, Frozen expected to be hot this year.
Oh, yeah.
Walmart is preparing with Elsa dolls and decorative cookie kits by Disney with bedding, lamps, and lip gloss, just to name a few of the Frozen-themed products. Bows and arrows are expected to be popular.
Cool.
See, all right, and that's because of Hunger Games, okay? They're carrying Nerf and Zing. Now, I don't know what Zing is. Obviously, we know what Nerf is. But, look, I don't care. If you pull a string back and you make that thing a projectile, even if it's a Nerf projectile, bad things could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking, you know, your Swarovski whatever could fall off when it's hit. To say nothing of, hey, man, let's put something in this. It'll make it harder than just Nerf. Because kids will think about things like that. Walmart's celebrity gift
no.
sets. Yeah, I know. An exclusive beauty line with Drew Barrymore. And there'll be lines with Rachel Ray is expected to, too, like cookware and Guy Fieri. So for guys and gals who want to cook, Walmart will have that. Tech products will be huge. The aforementioned Beats by Dre. Chromecast, which is that little thing that you plug in the back of the TV, right?
So cool.
Yeah, it is. And also they'll be pushing the T-Mobile Trio 4G, whatever that happens to be. But get this, most importantly, Keurig, okay? The K-Cup people, they're expected to release on August the 25th, that's National Coffee Day, apparently this ginormous 30-ounce K-Cup carafe, it's called the K-Carafe, this giant thing that's the size of a softball that you put into your Keurig machine and will make a carafe of coffee for you. You don't have to go back a cup.
That's what Starbucks calls the 30.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it's 30 in Spanish.
Oh, I got
or
you.
Or Italian, I guess.
It's like a 30-ounce cup of coffee?
30. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, what are they usually? They 8-ounce usually? I mean, I have no
idea. Well, it depends on what size. If you got the grande.
Venti is 20.
How big is that's a 20?
Venti.
Okay.
Venti, 30.
Yeah, I got you.
Could you be more southern?
So they got it. I just go in and ask for a large plain coffee and don't ask me anything else, you know. No, I don't want to make it a lot.
I want it this big.
Do you want this one? Is there anyone bigger? No. Well, that's the one I want.
That's the one.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. And when it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley. College Station Advanced OBGYN. Advanced healthcare with a hometown touch.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 726. Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Kind of moving the numbers around a little bit as far as our chances of rain are concerned, but looking better for us, as a matter of fact. Up in North Texas, it is still raining very heavily up there. It's in also in Oklahoma and on up into Nebraska, but Kansas and Nebraska, but that stuff is apparently going to start dropping down, and that's what will cause us to have more precipitation or more humidity out there with a chance of precipitation. Looking at 20% chance of rain today and tonight, it's up to a 40% chance of rain on Tuesday and Tuesday night, 60% chance of rain on Wednesday and Wednesday night, then 40% for Thursday and Friday. So, better chances. Here's what we got as far as the temps are concerned. 92, probably no warmer than 92 all week long. It'll cool down maybe into the upper 80s if we do get the shower activity. And low temperatures each night will be in the mid-70s. But again, an increasing chance of rain as we move through the week. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 6. 90% relative humidity, overcast skies in some places, and we're looking at 77.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Barack Obama's National Labor Relations Board has struck again. For 3 years, 2004 to 2007, Starbucks employee Joseph Agins tried to unionize four different Starbucks coffee shops in New York City. And during that time, he raised a ruckus at work, arguing with and cursing out managers. In 2005, he grew angry when an assistant manager supposedly came to his assistance too slowly in front of customers. He told the manager it was about damn time he showed up. He used other expletives, including the BS phrase, telling the manager to do everything your damn self. Suspended for a few days, Starbucks wrote him a warning, which he claims he never got. A few months later, while off the clock, he and other union sympathizers showed up to protest a Starbucks policy that union pins couldn't be worn during working hours. He told an assistant manager where he could go. After yet another confrontation with a manager, Starbucks had enough. They fired him for insubordination and for threatening management and for trying to do what you can't do to yourself. Obama's NLRB has now sided with the employee, a guy who curses out his managers, threatens his managers, and shows up to protest the rules of employment all in front of customers. The NLRB claims that all this behavior is protected because Agins was motivated by union activity. Now, would Obama and his top enforcers tolerate a subordinate cursing them out? Of course not. But the rules are different, you see, at the top.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago.
Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Grimes County officials have limited information about a train derailment that occurred last hour. A listener reports this is in Navasota, where Highway 6 passes over the rail line. Officials say they are preparing to close the highway. It may actually be closed. We're waiting for a call back for additional information from a Grimes County investigator. It's been 2.5 years since the Twin Cities signed the historic agreement establishing the Westside Biomedical Corridor. One of the components is sharing revenue generated by new development. The Bryan and College Station City Councils have been asked to give up $1.5 million to expand a pharmaceutical company that's already there. Details won't be released until Thursday's College Station City Council meeting. Background information from the council agenda says the 7-year incentive will result in creating an undisclosed number of new jobs and a yet-to-be-revealed capital investment in the BioCorridor. The proposal involves Kalon Biotherapeutics, which was created by the Texas A&M system 3 years ago. Kalon is now a partner with GlaxoSmithKline in developing and producing vaccines for seasonal and pandemic flus, as well as commercial products. The College Station Council has been asked to give up $1.1 million and Bryan $400,000. The Bryan Council meets Tuesday. Bryan's agenda does not specifically list the Kalon request, but action is possible on unidentified economic development agreements on the west side of town. Local law enforcement caught two men and are looking for a third following weekend reports of crimes against their girlfriends. A woman who took 1 hour to get to her boyfriend after he ran out of gas was assaulted and hospitalized for her injuries. Texas A&M police obtained an arrest warrant and are looking for 40-year-old Chad Smith of Burton, formerly of College Station. The aggravated assault took place about 1:30 Friday morning at the University Poultry Science headquarters on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The victim said after she was injured, Smith drove her to a nearby convenience store where he ran off, and she said she had the clerk contact authorities. According to Brazos County Jail records, Smith was out on bond after he was arrested 3 times over a 16-day period in March for driving with an invalid license. Bryan police responded to a domestic disturbance Saturday night that began in the area of Copperfield and Boonville and led to a chase that ended in the Wheeler Ridge neighborhood. 34-year-old Gregory Ray of Bryan was arrested for family violence assault with 2 or more convictions. The woman in the latest incident was also the victim in the prior cases. According to the arrest report, she was in the bed of the pickup driven by Ray after he took their child, who she has custody of. The woman also has a protection order against Ray. And in the third case, a woman told Brazos County Sheriff's deputies her live-in boyfriend confessed to stealing her jewelry and selling it at a local pawn shop for more than $600 for gas and drug money. That led to the arrest of 30-year-old Philip Jack of Bryan. From College Station Police also is the arrest of a 23-year-old man for inappropriate contact with a 12-year-old girl. The girl's parents contacted CSPD, which led to interviewing the girl, where a driver's license photo identified the suspect. Joshua Franco was out of jail on bond following his arrest at his home on a charge of indecency with a child. It's been 7 years since the city of Bryan adopted its comprehensive plan. Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman says the P&Z is hoping to update that, since much of the growth since then wasn't even on the radar.
You know, talk about the Westside Walmart or even the Health Science Center, if you can imagine it, or even not even Target was here when that comp plan was adopted. So we think that a lot of things have changed, and that it's really time to kind of reassess where we are as a community and where we want to go as a community to accommodate all this growth that we're experiencing into the fabric of our community.
The Twin Cities' third Walmart store is beginning to fill out, says City Development Manager Cody Cravette.
All I can tell you is what I've seen. Currently we have a Panda Express, batteries plus bulbs is there, a hair salon, a couple of the Sprint AT&T stores. So I can't share, there's not a lot of information out there, but we've got a few.
He says growth leads to traffic and that leads to road construction, but the end result is worth it. Cravette highlighted the past Briarcrest expansion and recent exit switch, saying those updates have made a night and day difference on the Briarcrest area. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid, local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity's the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Promote your business to Texas A&M students by registering for the 10th annual Aggieland Market, a vendor fair where students, faculty, and staff learn about local businesses and the services they provide. Aggieland Market is a part of Gig'em Week, Aggieland's official week of welcome, and will be Friday, August 29th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sol Ross Plaza on the Texas A&M campus. Early bird registration ends July 7th. For more information, call 845-1741. Aggieland Market is brought to you by the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Gig'em Week, and News Talk 1620.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Clouds for today. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today 90 to 95. As the day goes on, we may see some breaks of sun develop. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, some clouds in the afternoon, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, 90. Chance of an evening storm tomorrow night, then partly to mostly cloudy, 75. Clouds Wednesday, scattered showers and storms, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The referees can change the matches.
Yes, the referees can change the matches. In what may be a match-fixing scandal with some of the friendlies leading up to World Cup, we'll have that for you coming up concerning Ghana, which is in the same group as the United States. United States played Portugal to a 2-2 tie yesterday. We've got that, plus a tragedy at Baylor with their center not being able to play. Played for 2 years for them, decided to try the NBA, and with one of their tests, was found out to have Marfan syndrome. We'll do all that and more for you in sports in about 11 minutes.
About 20 till. In terms of advertisement return on investment, football crushes American football. I know. La, 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 la. I'm not listening. Google found 1 week into the World Cup that people watched more than 1.2 billion minutes of World Cup ads on YouTube, which is about four times more than the Super Bowl ads this year. Again, 1.2 billion minutes of World Cup, four times more than the Super Bowl ads. Soccer fans watched 25 million views of the World Cup ads on the first game day. Since there are a limited number of commercial spots during the game, only during halftime, advertisers create more content, especially for YouTube. The ads are longer and more movie-like, keeping viewers on the site for longer lengths of time, obviously. The average 3-minute length for your top 10 trending World Cup ads far surpasses the 1-minute average for the Super Bowl. Google also tallied the viewers in the countries who watch the most World Cup ads on YouTube, which is an indication of fandom overall. And, of course, Brazil would lead. That's not surprising.
No.
At 67 million. But what's interesting is the U.S. is second with 57 million. Mexico, then United Kingdom, and Colombia. So, people watching ads on YouTube. I don't think I've caught any YouTube World Cup. Just saying.
I think the best World Cup ads for a car dealership, and it's three very beautiful supermodels that look like they're South American.
Okay.
And they go into the garage, the man cave, where the guys are getting ready for a football, and they have a round of football and say, this is what real football is. And the guys go, okay. And you're pretty, you have soccer. I like soccer now.
Aimed at U.S. Americans.
Oh, without question.
Pretty much. Okay. Just saying. So a guy in Florida celebrated his birthday.
How did he celebrate it?
Well, thanks for asking. By setting his fire to his boss's car and house. Yeah, you're that guy.
Awesome. I bet he didn't blow it out in one go.
Police in Daytona Beach say 40-year-old Damian Haywood was fired from his job for always showing up to work high. Damian confessed to getting his revenge by showing up at the house of his 79-year-old employer.
Oh, come on.
Last week, poured gasoline on the guy's vehicle and the house. A witness spotted Damian in the act and asked why he was doing that. When the arsonist said, because I can, and I'll light your house on fire too. He's been arrested 23 times since 1998. Why is he on the streets? I'm just saying. Guessing he won't be now. Okay. All right, so a couple of weeks ago, and we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier this morning, the report about the polarization in U.S. politics. The Pew Research Center said that 30% of hardline conservatives admitted they would be unhappy if an immediate family member married a Democrat, while 23% of those dyed-in-the-wool liberals said the same thing. So 30% for the conservatives about the Democrats and 23% of the liberals about the Republicans. For obvious reasons, this could become a big problem in the country. Mixed political marriages. Oh, man. Some people will be tempted to lie about their real political affiliation. Democratic brides and grooms could easily be coached to pretend they hate the federal government. Yeah, and Republican spouses-to-be could lie about their boundless admiration for Keith Olbermann, as well as their profound concern about the plight of the snail darter or the polar caps of the poor. And then after the wedding, of course, the whole thing implodes. So, what happens when a spouse decides to change their political affiliation? Other problems that loom on the horizon: would those Democrat bridesmaids be welcome at a GOP marriage? Republican best men. What if the liberal groom's parents are closet Republicans whose true party affiliation accidentally comes out at the reception?
And what if their kids? Won't somebody please think of the children?
Oh, I know.
No, the humanity.
Will any parent anywhere, Democrat or Republican, give their blessing to a bride or a groom who was an independent?
Anything but that.
Get off the fence. Make a decision.
Exactly. Oh. You're about to marry my child. What are you?
Pledge your allegiance.
Once again, first world problem.
Yeah. No kidding.
Oh, here's a shocker. More proof that reality television isn't always real. RadarOnline.com reports that the stars of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo are freelancing as actors. Although the show features Michael Cardwell popping the question to Anna Shannon. I'm saying that like I know what I'm talking about. On the New Year's Eve show during the season 3 finale, word is he actually proposed 2 weeks earlier.
Dope!
Yeah.
It's not real. Say it ain't that's, so.
That's the reason they had a three-camera shot on it. Yeah. Meanwhile, rumors
not for
are,
her size. Or, oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh,
goodness sakes. Meanwhile, now they wore camo tuxes. Is that right? I think I saw a picture of that.
He had on a camo vest. She had on a camo wedding dress.
Okay. All right. Okay. See, you're busted.
No, I just saw the pictures.
Oh, okay. Meanwhile, rumors are swirling that adorable little Elena is getting out of control and slapped her mama June, the human thumb, during the appearance on The Tonight Show.
Because that wasn't staged either
no,
or anything.
Trash acting badly. What are the chances?
Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home. From skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, incontinence, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes, comfortably and cost-effectively. At Cornerstone, our commitment, experience, and range of care set us apart. Call Cornerstone at 776-5620. Or visit our website at cornerstonehh.org, the foundation for your loved one's health.
Mowing. Everyone has to do it, but no one wants to waste time on the weekend to get it done, at least not until now. Hi, this is David with Kyra's Truck Center, cutting your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyra's. The zeros are still in effect with zero down, 0% interest on every zero-turn Ferris, Hustler, and Cub Cadet in stock. At Kyrish, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kyrish Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Want to know how to improve your marriage? Well, start keeping score. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Maybe the idea of keeping score to improve your marriage seems a bit backwards. After all, if you're used to the world of sports, you know a scoreboard has one purpose: to declare somebody a winner. And it's hard to build a successful marriage if you're battling against your spouse to win an argument. But the keeping score I'm referring to isn't about winning and losing, and it's not about holding your spouse's mistakes against them. Grudges only intensify conflict and wreak havoc in your marriage. Instead, I'm talking about what author Shanti Feldhahn says: husbands and wives are happiest when they keep score of the good things their spouse does. The logic is simple. If you're looking for positive behavior in your partner, you'll probably find it. The more good you see in one another, the stronger your relationship will be. Of course, that doesn't mean you should ignore problems in your marriage. In fact, it's the opposite. Seeing the best in your spouse will instill kindness in your marriage, which will prevent petty disagreements from escalating. And when there is a disagreement, couples who keep score this way won't fight against each other. Instead, they'll come together to solve problems as a team. So learn to keep score and watch the good in your marriage start to add up. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:49, and of course, we'll start you off with a little World Cup action. The U.S. was playing from behind from the fifth minute on, and Jermaine Jones tied the game in the second half with this.
Knotted down. Play back. Jones from 24 yards out. Looking. Shooting. Jones! Goal! Tied up at one! Jermaine Jones!
And just as it looked like America was headed to the knockout round after Nacogdoches boy made good, Clint Dempsey scored in the 81st minute to put the team ahead. Portugal scored on a header by Varela in the fifth minute of stoppage time, making it the latest goal ever to earn the 2-2 tie with the United States. U.S. coach Jurgen Klinsmann said it was tough, but the team still has a shot.
Well, obviously, when you get it in the last second, it's unfortunate, but I think it was an amazing game. Amazing performance by our guys. Nothing more they can ask for. We just go it the tougher way. So we got to go and got to beat Germany.
The U.S. plays Germany Thursday. It's win or draw, and they advance. In other World Cup action, Algeria beat South Korea 4-2, and Belgium advanced to the second round by defeating Russia 1-0. Now on to the seedier side of soccer. According to the UK Telegraph, Ghana has been exposed as agreeing to take part in fixing international soccer matches organized by match fixers. In several undercover meetings with FIFA-registered player agent Christopher Forsyth, Ghana FA officials, and an undercover investigator, it was made pretty clear that even the officials can be had for the right price.
The referees can change the matches, so this is an option as well that they can look at.
Last month, the Telegraph revealed police concerns over attempted fixing between games of Nigeria and Scotland that was due to be played in London. Officials from the National Crime Agency, Britain's equivalent to the FBI, which investigates organized crime, are understood to have asked FIFA to issue an alert over attempted game rigs. Ghana is currently competing in the World Cup in the same bracket as the United States. They're in Brazil and on Saturday pulled off a 2-2 draw against Germany in what was seen as one of the most entertaining games of the tournament so far. On from the pitch to pitchers, the first place Brazos Valley Bombers fell behind early as starting pitcher Jake McDavid surrendered two runs in the first inning, and the Gents would respond quickly with five runs to run off the Texas Marshals 9-6. Matt Hilston was named the Bombers player of the game after going 2-for-4 with an RBI and two runs scored. He was asked about his quick turnaround at the plate so far this season.
Got a lot more comfortable. I don't know what I did with my body, really, but it's a lot more comfortable taking more pitches, hitting fastballs instead of curveballs, and trying to stay up the middle of the field a little bit more.
The Bombers have the day off before beginning a four-game road swing through Louisiana that starts with the Acadiana Cane Cutters. In Major League Baseball, rookie Matt Shoemaker won his fifth straight decision in a starting role as the Los Angeles Dodgers completed the three-game sweep of the Rangers 5-2. Rangers manager Ron Washington said the Rangers' bats just needed to wake up quite a bit.
We start producing runs, we'll be fine. You know, we scored one last night, we got two to date, we scored two in Oakland, so we got to score some runs.
The Stros stumbled again as Yunel Escobar drove in two runs during a three-run sixth inning to help Tampa Bay beat Houston 5-2. And on to tragedy now. Unfortunately, the 7-foot-1-inch Baylor center Isaiah Austin was blind in his right eye. He was still going to be managed to be drafted in the NBA. But due to a genetic testing program the NBA does, it was found out that he will be forced to end his basketball career after being diagnosed with a rare genetic disorder called Marfan's syndrome.
They said I wouldn't be able to play basketball anymore at a competitive level. They found the gene in my blood sample and they told me that my arteries in my heart are enlarged, and that if I overwork myself or push too hard, that my heart could rupture.
We'll try and edge things over to at least a smile. Carl Edwards held off a strong challenge from Jeff Gordon on the final lap to win yesterday's Sprint Cup race in Sonoma, California. It was Edwards' first career victory on a road course and ended Hendrick Motorsports' five-race winning streak.
That's the best I've got. It almost wasn't good enough. So I love this road racing. I got to thank Boris Said, all my teammates, Mark Martin, everybody through the years who helped me. The first time I went road race testing, I backed it in the fence. And Jack Roush has been a big inspiration with all his road race success. This is just cool. I'm going to go get a Subway sandwich.
Jeff Gordon finished second, followed by Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jamie McMurray, and Paul Menard. And finally, Michelle Wee has earned her very first major championship by finishing two shots ahead of Stacey Lewis at the U.S. Women's Open. Kevin Steelman was the winner of the PGA Travelers Championship, shooting a final round at 6-under-64 to complete play at 15-under-par. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
John Deere Z-Track commercial mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. Seats engineered for all-day comfort. Ducts designed to enhance efficiency, precision handling, and now at Sioux Falls Prater, get 0% financing for 36 months. With a deal like this, today's the day to put a John Deere to work for you. Find a Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and financing options. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341. Or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
I've been talking on the radio with Jen Zweiker for around 10 years now, and it's with great honor that I get to announce that they are actually moving. They're on their own now at 420 Taro, and if you'd like to find out more, you can go to ZARealEstate.com. They've spread their wings a little bit, and they've moved into a new location, but with still the great service, and maybe even more so now because they've got a little more room to negotiate and move around. So to find out more, again, it's ZARealEstate.com. The housing market in Bryan College Station right now is going gangbusters, and it's very important that you pick the right realtor to buy or sell a home, in particular if you're going to sell yours, because you want to make sure that it's listed the right way and that it's done the right way just for your house. So to do that, again, it's ZARealEstate.com. They go the extra mile to make sure that everything is taken care of. There is no detail too small, no I that doesn't get dotted, no T that doesn't get crossed. I know this for a fact because I've actually bought and sold two different homes with ZARealEstate.com.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. Great news. Great news if you have a wireless device. They keep developing so many apps that soon you won't have to do anything. That's right.
Like anything at all?
No, you'll just have to get up and breathe. You'll just get up and breathe. There's
probably an app to remind you of that, too.
Yeah, we're working on that now. Odds are, if you've got some old stuff just laying around the house that you've been meaning to get rid of, gadgets that you don't use, collectibles taking up space, but you'd rather not take the time to sell it on eBay. Fortunately, eBay Valet is there, okay? They got you covered. Taking all that effort out of selling your stuff online. For the convenience of your iPhone, you can do it all. All you need to do is take a picture of the item that you want to sell, send it to your valet. They'll evaluate the item. They'll give you an estimate. They'll send you a prepaid box to ship it to eBay. They'll handle all of that for you. They save you all of that stuff. Don't have to do any of that.
And then voila.
Volé.
Yeah, you can sell it.
Yes, yeah, but it's volé. It's not voila. It's volé.
Yeah, I was trying to be clever.
No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Oh, by the way, they only take 30%.
No, only.
Speaking of 30%, we got about that big a chance of rain today.
Very
How
nice.
Do you like that?
Very
WGAW
nice.
College Station, Bryan.